Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. Your host, James, here, joined by Head of News, our co-host, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for being here, everybody. We're going to have some fun getting to our schedule in just a moment here, but we've kicked things off with our friend Brittany Merlot talking a little Mother Nature. Good morning, Brett.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Pretty good.
My eyes are so dry. This weather has just been destroying my eyes. I'm done, Brittany. I'm done with it.
It feels too long, doesn't it?
Yes.
Probably the longest we've ever had air quality alerts consecutively.
I just want to breathe. I'm the bar is so low for me right now.
You are not alone.
Yeah, I'm not trying to. I'm exaggerating a little bit, but I know a lot of people out there struggling with this. And in fact, a lot of people that aren't used to dealing with allergies or allergy-like symptoms.
Mm-hmm. Or waking up with a cloggy throat.
Yeah. Yes. Mm-mm. Yeah.
Oh, it's so gross when you think about everything that we're breathing in that is burning far, far away and is now making its way into our lungs. It's kind of a scary reality, and it's been happening for a week now. We got our first air quality alert when this high-pressure system moved in with the nice, crisp, cool conditions. That was Tuesday last week, and now here we are with it still in effect. And I do think, I haven't been tracking the smoke like a hawk. It is really, really sticking to the Great Lakes right now. So far north and far east, we're starting to see a little bit of relief here in central Wisconsin. I don't know if you could see that blue sky if you look straight up, but if you look across, you're still going to see the haze and the smoke because it is still sitting at the surface level. So what's going on is the air quality alert is in effect until noon. That's when they're going to reassess and see exactly what's going to happen with the rest of the day. I think air quality alerts will definitely be in effect further east and up north. We'll see about us. But by tonight, it kind of builds back in. So it settles again overnight through tomorrow morning. And then by tomorrow afternoon, the winds should start to move. These systems have been stalling and going so slow that they keep getting delayed day by day. But I do think by tomorrow afternoon, a different air mass will start to shift in. This means on Thursday, we become muggy. Friday, we're scorching hot and humid, back to 90 degree, feeling like 100. And then it starts to ease a little bit. But showers and storms are expected by tomorrow night. We get into a more active pattern as we push into the weekend. So still staying dry and stuck dealing with the smoke.
We'll get through it.
Hello. Almost there.
I do know people that my whole life, they have loved this summer, and they just they're looking forward to fall. It's the first time in my life I've ever heard them like, "I'm looking forward to fall."
Isn't that crazy? They're not alone. I've heard that as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We appreciate you, Brittany. Thanks so much for keeping us informed. If we got to get this kind of news, we're glad it's coming from you. We appreciate you.
Thank you, guys. Enjoy your day.
Have a good morning.
You too, Brittany.
Best in the business right there. Brittany Merlot joining us every morning right in this time slot. Be sure to join us every morning right here. And a big thank you to her and the work she's doing there. She has such a rough gig. She only gets to hang out with us for a little bit. And oftentimes it's information like that. I love that we can still have some fun even with that kind of news and all that.
For sure.
She's good at it. We got the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club right around the corner. We're looking forward to that. Then we have, I'll speak for myself. I love covering hacks. I love a lot of these fun hacks, and I bring them to the show all the time. And I know you've brought some too, Melissa. On the other end of the spectrum, maybe the silliest hack we've ever talked about. That is coming up in a little bit. We also have a good one here. I want to get into the percentage of us that take our birthday extremely seriously.
Seriously.
We'll get into that seriously later. We have some entertainment news for you. We're going to be talking some rafters as well. Looking forward to that. I believe that Jake Adams, assistant GM over at the Rafters, is going to join us at the top of the 10 o'clock. Not sure if he'll be here or he'll be calling in. And to be fair, subject may change. Schedule may change. they got a busy schedule over there as they're wrapping up the season. But we will be talking about rafters and some of the events they have going on over there. And I have one of the greatest revenge stories ever a little bit later on.
Ooh.
I'm a big fan of these. I'm a big fan of these. It's in certain lights,
Right. So, when they're justified.
Yeah, yeah. We'll get into that a little bit later. But to kick off the show, our opening segment, we begin where, of course, we should, juggling.
Yeah, that's what we do all day, James. Come on.
Yeah, it's very true, actually. I swear to you, I did not think of that beforehand, but as I said it, I'm like, wait a minute. The New York Post did a story on how more and more studies have found juggling can boost brain health.
Oh.
And it can even count as exercise.
Yeah?
It helps with everything from hand-eye coordination to balance. Or as one neuroscientist explained, quote, it changes how quickly you react to objects, how well you coordinate between two hands, and how you keep your posture under control. Just juggling two balls can have a positive effect, so you don't have to be crazy about it and have, like, chainsaws or, you know, and all that stuff and everything. Like,
yeah, please don't start with chainsaws.
Please don't start there. A study found in 2022 that all 20 seniors in a group were evenly able to juggle three balls. It just takes practice. And when they did this, they saw a gigantic improvement, not only in their mental health, but in their in their exercise routine and then the positives of it.
Oh, wow.
On the top of the on top of the brain boost, it can also help keep you fit. The New York Times did a story a while back that said juggling can burn up to 280 calories per hour.
Whoa.
That's roughly what you'd get from about an hour-long walk.
Okay.
Pretty interesting.
Yeah, if you don't want to walk, just juggle. It's fine.
Now, you may notice this anytime you've ever seen a clown, they're always in immaculate shape. They're always in No, that's not true. But how could you tell, really, in the clown costume? But that's of a wild story to me. But yeah. It's what's wild to me about this is it seems like, if not every month, every year, I'll even say every year, there is this new exercise equipment, or there is this new routine, or there's this new diet, or something that's supposed to get us motivated and get us out there and, you know, jump on these trends and all that. Here, juggling, which has been around since, I mean, since we've had two objects, people have been juggling. Like, how long, since the second object we discovered or found or whatever, we've been tossing them in the air and juggling with them. Let's all be honest, we know that's what we did with those things. Mm-hmm. We've been doing this a long time, but here, this has been here this whole time. That could be a big help for people.
Well, and it could be a help as far as not, you know, you burn the calories that you would in a walk, but you're also making your mind work.
Yeah.
And that's cool.
I love that part of it. I love how many different things this covers. And I would not have thought about the posture part. That is an important part of juggling, but I just didn't even think about it.
Yeah.
So anything that could, like, anything that could do all of these things. And, like, I think that it's pretty fair to say that the majority of people out there listening may, if you ask them, would say that they can't juggle. But everybody's tried to juggle. Everybody's tried. I will take that to the bank. Now, I believe everybody has at least tried to juggle before.
And we've all thrown three things up in the air and then failed at catching them.
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. And hopefully not hurt yourself or anybody else in the process.
Right. Or smashed any eggs.
So we already know that we have an inkling to do this, like kind of a pull to try to do this and everything. Why not giving into that and kind of having fun with it? Like, exercise is supposed to be fun. I feel like somewhere along the line, I would say that the 80s, maybe even, that where they were promoting exercise was huge in the 80s. And with all the exercise videos and equipment and Suzanne Summers and all these different things.
And Richard Simmons and all the outfits, sweatbands.
Somewhere along that way, when the money started really getting involved, we lost that the exercising was supposed to be fun. It got so serious. It got so heavy and intense. And it's kind of stayed that way since. Exercise is, you know, it is something to be, you certainly want to take seriously, because in the sense of stretching.
Safety and stretching and not trying to overexert beyond your physical level.
But exercise is supposed to be fun. I work out at least four times a week, and I don't do anything crazy, but I look forward to it. I kind of like the routine. I like the getting it in, and I feel better afterwards. You know, I probably will be taking that down a notch this week because my back's all jacked up.
And the air quality. I mean, yeah, that ain't helping. You got to be careful about exerting yourself outside.
Because I Oh man, if there is one thing that time will teach you, it's to be you know, more smarter with those things. Because younger, like not even younger me, like 5-10 years younger me would have just, oh, my back's jacked up, but I gotta get my workout in, I gotta get it in, and then I'm wondering why I'm like walking around like Igor the rest of the week as I can't stand up straight. That's an important note. That's something else to keep in mind with that. I like this. Now, I'd say that, is there, certainly when you're starting out, you want to try soft things, things that can't hurt anybody or hurt you if you misgrab them or anything like that. Mm-hmm. Tennis balls, I think, would probably be a good one to go to.
Yeah, tennis balls. But I recommend starting with something like handkerchiefs or Kleenexes, because they float a little bit in the air. They come down slower than a ball would, and you have more time to catch them. But you toss them the other way. Instead of going with your palms up, you do it with your palms down.
And you
grip the handkerchief or the Kleenex even, and you toss it up in the air in the same direction you would juggling.
It's funny. You mentioned handkerchiefs, and I usually think of my papa with those. He always had a handkerchief on him for somebody if they needed it. And I'm thinking about it myself, and I'm like, I don't have handkerchiefs, but I've got like 8 bandanas. That counts, right? Like, I got to.
Well, yeah. I mean, the silkier or like more flimsy they are, the better they're going to float, which is why Kleenexes also work.
I kind of want to try this now. I kind of want to do this. This seems kind of fun. You can go to Brain and Life. Let me see. Let me get the website right here. Brainandlife.org. It's .org. Brainandlife.org. If you want to see how juggling can increase neuroplasticity. I did not plan on saying that
word. You did, and you did it well. allowing our brains to absorb new knowledge.
Yes. I wanted to a real quick programming note. Just got a message back from Jake. He will be here this morning at 10, so we'll be hanging out with him, talking not only Rafter baseball as they're wrapping up the season, but they got a couple of great events going on over there I wanted to highlight and talk about. And we'll be highlighting some other stuff entertainment-wise a little bit later as well. But real quick, just wanted to make a note that yesterday we had some people drop off some school supplies for the United Way Stuff the Bus, and we're a collection site over here.
Awesome.
Just wanted to thank them for doing that. Really, really, really appreciate what you did there. That's what's sitting in that box over there is the future. Yeah. And Pam just added to it this morning, too. And a big shout out to Pam for that. Everybody out there that has been putting everything into this for the last couple of months, we appreciate you. We thank you. And while we have cuts happening left and right to different programs, the one thing that has made me... The one thing that is that I've been able to at least try to keep my eyes on the prize and the light at the end of the tunnel kind of thing is the way society looks out for each other and the way people look out for each other.
Yep.
Government's supposed to do that. It doesn't do it more times than not. And that is not a R or D thing, because both sides take hits on that. It is a they're not doing their job thing when we're having programs cut that help people.
Right.
I am. There is not one single person in this country that wakes up in the middle of the night. Oh, the national debt just went up. Not a dang person. The way that the rest of the world approaches our debt and our finances, and the way they look at us when we try to export import items, and we're trying to borrow money, or we're trying to any of these things. The national debt, they don't care. This is all a headline. This is all trying to make other people feel better about themselves. When how many of you are richer out there? Mm-hmm. How many of you have been made and everything is better now? When's that going to happen? When is that supposed to start happening? Meanwhile, we keep having programs cut left and right. And our kids are the ones that are suffering in almost every single one of these stories. It's always after school programs, it's STEM programs, or programs cutting lunches for kids, or things like this. How is that making America better? How is that making America's future better? What that family did, dropping off those school supplies, what Pam just did, citizens, what they just did is more of an impact than any single politician has done in quite some time. And I'm including in this state and the budget just being passed. We'll talk about that more with Representative Krug and Teston when they join us. When we come back, we'll get into the El Cafe birthday and anniversary club, and hopefully I'll calm down a little bit.
Yeah, we'll celebrate them being a week off. James, I think you maybe should take a week off.
I really should.
I think you might need to.
It might be time. I apologize.
No, it's all good.
Commerce show coming up. Mornings at WFHX. You heard Pitbull. Time to do some celebrating with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club, one of our favorite parts of the day. We get to celebrate you and talk about El Cafe and remind you that they are on vacation for the week.
That's right. Don't show up because they're not there.
Nope. You're going to be waiting. You're going to be waiting for a while. They will be open a week from now, next Tuesday. Mm-hmm. So make plans to head on over there then and welcome them back and check out that food and great atmosphere and the wonderful people, the prices, everything. The portions. I should mention the portions more.
Yeah, they're great. You know, they're not like crazy tons where you're like, there's no way I can eat this all. Some days, you know, like I usually take home leftovers, but if I'm like real hungry, I can finish a whole thing.
Make plans to head on over there, everybody. You can do that by going to elcafewi.com. Check out their website, their menu. Keep up to date on things on their Facebook page as well. It's a great way to keep up to date on everything they're doing and a lot of the unique specials that they do week to week.
Yeah, and there's the fun posts. Their Facebook page is a fun follow because they always have a joke up there. They got their specials listed. And you know what? There's just no. I took a friend there this weekend, and they were just astonished by the menu. They're like, this is heaven. Mm-hmm. They have all the things that I love, plus all of the things that you don't find at other restaurants.
Yeah, it's one of the most unique menus and some of the most incredible chefs you're going to come across. They got some really good people over there. I encourage you to head on to Elverdell Cafe. You don't even have to listen to us. Go ahead and eat for yourself. Check it out. Next week, you will not be disappointed. And hope they enjoy the break. In this day and age,
they deserve it.
They have earned it so much, and in this day and age, we don't see enough of employers doing those kind of things. A shout out to Fidel and the gang over there.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And get us those birthdays and anniversaries. We love celebrating with you. Email us, info@WFHR.com. Direct message us on our Facebook pages, and feel free to call on up.
That's right, 715-424-2600, or just a touch or two away on the Civic Media app.
Looking forward to talking with you, everybody. Melissa, I need a one or a two.
How about one?
All right. Gives us the qualifiers. We can get right into it. And first up, we want to wish a very happy birthday to Pastor Carlton Anderson.
Happy birthday, Carlton.
Happy birthday, sir. Hope it's a great day for you. We wish you a good one and appreciate you. And thank you very much to whoever got us that birthday. We love including those.
For sure.
And our qualifier today, Lyalot.
Happy birthday. That's awesome.
Enjoy, Lyle. Enjoy the day. Hope it's a good one for you. Have a great one. And thanks again to everybody that got us these birthdays and anniversaries. We love celebrating with you. Want more of them, by the way. Get us more.
Yes, we do. We enjoy celebrating your birthdays.
Looking at who you share your birthdays with, Lolo Jones is 43, Olympic runner, bobsledder. I can't remember if she won gold or not, but I know that it was a big deal when she went into bobsledding, and I remember that a bit. Let's see here. Jesse Williams is 44. Dr. Jackson Avery on Grey's Anatomy. We celebrated this one over on the Sunrise Show on 105.5. Terry Clark is 57, country singer, Canadian country singer and songwriter. I didn't know she was Canadian. Let's see. Dirty Girl, Your Eyes Are Easy on Me. Poor, Poor, Pitiful Me. She's had a lot of hits.
Oh, that one I know. Poor, Poor, Pitiful Me.
A lot of them. James Gunn is 59, director of Guardians of the Galaxy and the Suicide Squad movies, and of course the most recent movie Superman, and the head of one of the heads of DC movies right now. He's incredible. He's a really good one. One of the top 10 guys I would love to be directed by. He's good.
I would love for his hairstyle to also be okay for women to wear. Like, can I just look like I got out of bed and didn't do anything with my hair? I mean, obviously he spent time doing something with it, but It's it always, looks like a bedhead on purpose.
The TV show I did over in California, the lead actor, Anthony, great guy, really fun to work with and everything. He had almost the same type of hair, but like bleach blonde. Mm. And it always, it was that Rod Stewart kind of like messy hair look.
Yeah.
He spent more time on his hair than anybody in that cast. I would just sit there, and I'm getting my like touch ups done or whatever, and I'm in and out. They didn't have to do much to me. They'd put like eyeliner around me sometimes, and that was about it. I back then my hair was all big and everything, so they just pulled it back. Mm. I'm in there for like 5 minutes. He's already done, but he's still in the mirror pulling at it. I'm like, it's the messy look. I thought that the point was he didn't have to do anything with it. Like, Mark Strong doesn't have to. He's been bald for quite some time. He is 62, uh-huh. and he is fantastic. One of my favorite character actors. Merlin in the Kingsman movies. He was the bad guy in Shazam. He was in Green Lantern.
Oh, yeah. I know who he is.
Anytime I see him in a movie, I get excited. I know he's going to give a good performance.
No, he's really good.
Yeah. He's.
And I'm trying to think of what film I like him in so much, but I don't see it here. It's an older one.
It comes to you. Let me know, because I'm a big fan of his.
I will, because, he's a good actor.
One of my first favorite college athletes, Patrick Ewing, is 63 today. NBA legend, and more importantly to me, Georgetown Hoya legend. Love the Hoyas. And it was because of John Thompson and Patrick Ewing and guys like that, Alonzo Mourning. So Ewing never won a title, but a legendary career. Let's see here. And then some people no longer with us, like a lady we just got done celebrating yesterday. Lonnie Anderson would have been 79 today. Of course, famously known as Jennifer Marlowe on WKRP in Cincinnati, and done a lot of other good work in her career. Mm-hmm. Janet Du Bois, born in the state in 1932. Winona Woods on Good Times, one of the greatest characters in TV history. Grandma Ellington on the Wayans Brothers, Ma Bell and I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker. She also wrote and sang Moving On Up, the theme song for the Jeffersons.
Oh, really?
Moving
On Up.
She, I don't know, back in the day it was famous. She played Janet Jackson's mom in the Control video, which is interesting because Janet played her daughter Penny on Good Times. Janet, of course, getting her famous, Janet Jackson getting her real breakout to the nation, to the masses and everything in an acting role. I think some people might forget that. But Good Times was like my first favorite show, and it was in major part because of her performance and her work. She was incredible. One of the greatest TV moms of all time. Completely underrated. Janet Du Bois, born on this day. And one of our first heroes, Neil Armstrong, born on this day in 1930. First man on the moon.
Ooh.
Man. There's so many things to say about it. I encourage people to read up on Neil Armstrong, too. Very interesting and very honest life from him, Buzz Aldrin. I was always impressed with those astronauts and the way that they would talk about the way their struggles and just what real heroes are to me are people that are flawed and still you know, come out the other side. People like that. Adam Yauch, born in this day in 1964, passed away way too young. One of the key members of the Beastie Boys. Always represent them. That is going to do it for our birthdays and anniversaries. But we again wish everybody out there celebrating a great birthday or anniversary. If you're listening to this and we didn't mention your name and it's your birthday, let's call get up. It in. Yeah, get
yeah.
it in.
We'll Let, take it anytime.
Anytime. Call up. We're looking forward to celebrating with you and you getting it to us. Otherwise,
that number, 715-424-2600.
Get it to us, everybody. We'd love to hang out with you. Coming up, we've got the silliest hack you're going to hear, at least today. At least today.
At least.
That's coming up for you, along with some more fun. Coming up on The Morning Show, right here at 97.5 FM, WFHR.
Drums, please.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show here at WFHR. Summertime and everything. Melissa and James hanging out with you. Hope you're having a good one out there. I got a little excited hearing that open house ad. That's the first time I heard it.
I too. That was great. Great job.
We got some amazing producers around here. Whoever's idea was to have Chuck read that, well done.
Well done.
Yes. That's great. Also, very jealous of Chuck's voice, even after 20-some years. I cannot.
How could you not be?
Can't help it. We are excited about that open house. We'll be talking about it a little bit later, everybody. And we'll be getting you ready for that just a couple weeks away.
Yeah, that's right. We're getting closer.
TikTok is loaded with more hacks than ever, and some good and not some not so much. Mm-hmm. But we always want to hear from the audience on these things. If this is something you would do or you think is not as silly as it might sound to me, go ahead and let us know. 715-424-2600. You can call up and join us through the Civic Media app as well. The latest TikTok hack is supposed to help your vacuum pick up more dirt by weighing it down. But the item people are using to add weight is the most impractical thing you could probably think of. If you were to do this, and most take your average vacuum, and what they're talking about is putting something on the front end of it.
To make it heavier.
The bristles are getting deeper into the carpet and all that. If there were any item I were to think of to put on there, it would be anything, you know, that is round. Well, it's just going to roll off, right? Well, mm-hmm. these people are picking a watermelon.
Yeah. What?
The hack is weigh the front of your vacuum down by putting a watermelon on top of it. I got nothing.
So it's it's cleaning acrobatics.
Yes.
Because you're going to be dancing around your vacuum as you try to keep this watermelon on.
I'm watching a video of this, and I'm guaranteeing that this person did like 20 takes before, and they're just moving a little bit, moving kind of slow. Like, it feels like it defeats some of the purpose. And like, I have vacuumed a lot in my life. I'm usually the vacuumer in the family. And when it comes to it should take time, but it shouldn't take days. It should, it feels like doing this is going to take a lot longer.
And not only that, if you push the front of the vacuum down too far, your brush just gets gets stuck on the carpet.
That's true, yeah.
It's not gonna so carpets aren't, we don't have a lot of shag carpets anymore because
unfortunately
reasons. Reasons.
Yeah, reasons.
But
yeah.
Also, vacuums have like height settings. So if you set your vacuum to a lower height, it's gonna get those bristles into the carpet more.
What is it with every single vacuum I've ever used, too, that changing those guards, like switching, it takes, like, you got to have, like, muscles of Thor. It's never smooth. It just seems like every vacuum I've ever used, it's just a real, itself is not easy.
And sometimes, now, at least the vacuums that I've encountered recently are a little, they're more cheaply made. So
yeah, that'll do it. And I guarantee the vacuums
have the plastic parts break, or the belt comes off of your brush app, part. And so then you have to take the bottom off and try to put the belt back on. I don't think putting a watermelon on your vacuum is going to help anything.
I don't, but I also love the idea of some company trying to like
add
these
weight.
Mashups. Yeah. Like they work with a local farm company or something.
Now see, there's an easier way to do this. You get a Roomba and a cat.
There you go. Just
and
put
the cat rides on top of the Roomba. Added weight.
And it doubles as...
And it does it by itself.
Yes. And you record this, and you've got great videos to go along with it.
Exactly.
I will recommend, if you were looking for music to put over that, the Benny Hill music, possibly. anything like that. Maybe the Jaws music, I think, is fun. Just go ahead and fun with it yourself. Be creative, everybody. A video about this is racking up millions of views. The woman who posted it does it with a carpet cleaner, but it works with vacuums, too. Just toss a full uncut watermelon on there and the vacuum will normal. Yeah.
Vacuum like normal.
Right. The site Tom's Guide tested it out and said it does seem to help your vacuum pick up more dirt, but they had to go really slow or the melon would just roll off immediately.
And guess what? If you just go really slow with your vacuum cleaner, you're probably going to pick up more dirt because you're spending more time over the dirt.
Yeah. Yeah. They did say that using a watermelon up the, quote, fun factor. I don't know if that's fun to me. I don't know. We have two very different definitions of fun. I think that where they're going with this isn't so bad of an idea. But especially
how is it going to damage the vacuum, though? That is my question. These vacuums were not made to carry the weight of a 10-pound watermelon on them.
I don't know how other, like, I know for me, if I build something, like, years later, I want to know how it's doing. Like, I'm calling up and I'm talking to people I haven't talked to in a while and everything. I'm like, hey, how's that cabinet? Can I speak to the cabinet? Can I I just want to check in. Just want to see how it's doing.
Are all the doors still open? Are all the screws still in it?
I can't imagine the people that made these vacuums seeing these videos and being very proud of this. I will say, though, to something you touched on before, and whether we can afford it or not, this is one of those items we tend to get. We're going to get all of our monies out. We're going to, you know, drive it into the ground kind of thing. Vacuums, we tend to do this. I could see with that needing to do things, you know, hacks or different things to make your vacuum work a little better, just because some of us, you know, maybe we can't go out and buy a brand new vacuum or something, or you just don't want to. You want to get your money's worth out of this one. That's my parents. They finally, a while back, they spent a little money on a vacuum, and it's a nice vacuum. It's great. They are going to, that is the last vacuum they will ever own. I guarantee they have gotten their money's worth out of it two times over, and they're still not going to let that thing die. My dad takes care of that thing more than me.
And sometimes that's the thing, James. You got to take care of them. You got to clean them. You got to clean out the brush bristles, because I don't know, other people shed as much as I do. You got to get the hair out of there.
Empty,
it's not
going to
work as well. Empty the bag if that's a thing you have, or a lot of them now have bagless where you just have a container you empty that. But you should clean that. You should clean your filters. Like, anything that you have is going to work better if you take care of it versus putting a watermelon on it.
Yeah. And just eat the watermelon. I mean, it's a waste of good watermelon. Bruising it and everything.
You got to eat those watermelon.
I think that for a lot of us that are outside of the whole influencer thing, the influencer thing went too far a long time ago. But if I was an influencer and I'm reading this next story, I would feel like this is a wake up call. A lot of tourist attractions charge admission and parking fees, and now even remote picturesque countrysides are looking to capitalize. There is a rural area in the mountains of northern Italy where local farmers have set up turnstiles, like the ones at amusement parks, to charge people who are there to take photos. And it seems silly, and it is.
No, but I think it's genius.
But they aren't targeting regular tourists or retirees or anything like that. In fact, those people, they just let right on through. The area has been overrun by travel influencers who are flooding the area in droves for their social media content. These turnstiles charge around $6 to access several Instagrammable spots.
Good.
And they can do this because the land people are passing through is private. Of course, this publicity and exclusivity is just making influencers more interested, especially if they can get a shot at these turnstiles. One person said, "People go where everyone else goes. We're sheep." and I, like, whatever number of people you're thinking are in, like, waiting in a line to go up this countryside, triple it. I don't mean double it, triple it. I'm looking at the pictures right now, and I'm boggled here. I don't even know what to say. The Sherpa Gate Instagram page is one of the ones that they're showing here, and it's, I mean, I am not the person to ask about Italy. I am as biased as it gets. there's a bathroom in Italy that I'll marvel at. It's just the one country I've always wanted to go to, and my whole life I've looked at as beautiful. These angles, these spots that these people are going to are really beautiful and everything. How beautiful is it when you got like 70,000 other people in the picture with you? I don't get this. I really don't get any of it. And to me, if you're going there for a moment, it's the moments for you and the people you're with. Like, if it's about wanting to get, you know, likes and clicks and all those things, man, why don't you just, you know, get some, you know, Photoshop, green screen that stuff and everything. Like, you clearly don't care. You're clearly wasting the moment of being in this. This planet is so amazing and has so many beautiful spots on it. It's hard to imagine if a person was born to strictly, in their lifetime, reach every one of these spots. I don't know if they could do it. That's how much this planet has to offer. That's how much beauty this planet has. And you're going to waste it. Just, do I have the right angle? Am I smiling? Oh, I didn't like my face in that shot. I got to, and be in the moment. Enjoy the moment. Like, that's, I don't know. What I feel for, and this is, this is part of the joy and, as they say, the folly of youth. Some of these individuals, when they get older and they have a little more perspective, looking back on those times and thinking, did they waste that moment or didn't they? Only they know that. I mean, it's not fair for me to say. I mean, just because they're up there taking pictures and all these things doesn't mean that they maybe didn't take a moment to enjoy it. Mm-hmm. But I sure hope they did. To me, I couldn't think of a bigger waste than going up, getting to this spot, and then just spending half my time up there trying to make sure that the sun isn't in my shot or my eyes were open or whatever, you know.
I do think kudos to those the landowners of saying, you know what, you're going to overrun this to try to make money. We're going to charge you.
I love this. I love that part of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, they really went all out on this turnstile. I mean, it's a nice turnstile. You are not getting past that thing. And there are some really beautiful spots here that really do seem like at least one here that I don't think I've seen before. So that's interesting.
Gorgeous.
Speaking of celebrating and celebrating the land and all of that, what about celebrating you, celebrating your birthday? How many of us take that extremely seriously? We will come back and discuss.
And how many of us are just depressed on our birthday?
Yes, yeah, they will get the percentage on that one too. I feel like we know it in the room.
I think we do.
We'll be back with more show. Melissa and James taking you through your morning on WFHR. Welcome back, everyone. Morning show at WFHR. Welcome back. Hope y'all are having a great Tuesday out there. Melissa and James hanging out with you. Thanks so much for joining us. We're talking birthdays right now. And if there's one day of the year that you are not fooling around about, what is it? January 1st to kind of reset the day, or maybe it's a holiday that you really enjoy. Maybe it's, just kind of an average day or something you look forward to.
It's a Tuesday.
Yeah, or it means something to you personally, or maybe it's your birthday. What is a day that you take kind of seriously? Well, according to a new survey, 22% of people take their birthday extremely seriously.
Wow.
22%.
That's quite a few, yeah.
It's a pretty good high.
But what do they mean by extremely seriously?
Yeah, let's see if they get into that. So it's even higher, 34% among Gen Zers and millennials. Some people get depressed about being a year closer, but most of this seriousness is about wanting to feel special and have it be memorable.
Okay, that's
so
fair.
That's what they're looking for out of their birthday, and that's what, you know, they're taking it seriously enough to make it happen. It's so intense that 12% of people say that they'd, quote, hold it against someone for not coming out to celebrate with them. My God, if I did that, I'd have no friends. The survey also broke it down by zodiac signs, and the five zodiac signs that take their birthday the most serious are Sagittarius, Leo, Libra, Scorpio, and Taurus.
I'm not in that list.
Me neither, and I'm shocked that Pisces isn't in that list, because I thought for sure that the five signs that don't take their birthday seriously are Virgo, Aries, Capricorn, Leo, and Taurus. Just to show you, you know, how much, I mean, you know, really, I don't know how much stock you can put in some of these things.
Leo and Taurus are in both.
Yes, you heard
that.
Take
it the most seriously, and they don't take it seriously at all.
But, yep, because, you know, I think that you can, if you take this with the right mindset, I think you can have fun with astrology stuff and maybe even take something meaningful from it for you. But I really feel like this, like a lot of things in life, are a case by case thing. And you really have to take that approach to it. It's no different than most things in life, you know. And birthdays are a little like that too. First, you know, and it's not even just about what age you are. If you've hit those special milestones, I think it has to do a little bit with other things. You never really celebrated your birthday, or maybe you over celebrated it when you were young, and as you got older, it just didn't. You know, it lost a little fluster, or it's just a day to you.
Yeah, I mean, and it definitely has so many different ways that it can. So for me personally, my mom always made a really, really big effort to make our birthday special. She would go out of her way. It was never, you know, like a big party or anything like that, because we didn't have a lot of money, but she would just, she'd make us a cake. You know, we'd have a homemade birthday cake. We got to pick out what kind we wanted. I remember one year she snuck into my bedroom before I woke up, and she used soap to draw like a big heart on my mirror over my dresser, because I had a big, you know, like a dresser with a full mirror. And she wrote a big heart on it and wrote, "Happy birthday, Melissa." And she just went so out of her way to make us feel special on our birthdays. You know, not with money, not with... but with just showing us that she cared and that she loved us. And so my birthday, since she is gone, it's kind of a rough day.
Understandable. And that's going to be one of my favorite things you've ever shared with us. I'm so glad there are not cameras on me right now and I can't see how emotional I am. That's beautiful, Melissa. I'm a bit on the other end of the spectrum. Going into this story, I was thinking about it. I have no I don't have any birthday memories. I don't have any. I mean, my parents couldn't love me and care about me more. I wouldn't trade them for anything. But I think with our situation and some of the things that were going on at the time, and then by the time my sister and my brother kind of came around, it was more focused on their birthdays. I have no birthday memories. I don't have a single one. I will say though what. So I have a friend, a really good friend, known for 20-some years and everything. She was in a very similar situation to me. And as an adult, she goes out of her way on her birthday. Like, you know it's her birthday. You're not going to forget. She goes really all in and has a great time, and I really admire it. I kind of went on another side of this where I don't really care about mine, but other people's birthdays are gigantic to me. I am not joking. I cannot tell you how much I love the birthday and anniversary club. I love doing those kind of things. And celebrating other people's birthdays, I think it's awesome. Let's see what you guys think. Let's take a call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Good morning. I don't have something of my birthday, but I was hit by a car on my sister's 10th birthday. I wasn't quite 6 yet.
Ooh.
I got more presents than she did, and more attention than she did. I stole all of her attention.
Oh, that's rough. Oh, that's rough for both of you. I feel it for both of you in different ways.
That's a memory, though, for sure.
Yeah, I was a little bit older than you when I got hit by a car. Now that I'm thinking about it, my sister did not get a lot of attention that day.
Yep.
That's an interesting one. Thanks for sharing that, sir. We hope you have a good morning.
Yeah,
wait a second. Are you still there?
Yeah.
Do you, as you got older, is that kind of the, do you remember that more on your birthday or her birthday, that memory?
Probably her birthday. I
mean, okay, yeah.
All my siblings on their birthday, so.
You don't have to get too over detailed here, but have you had a memorable birthday since, or is that the most memorable, like, birthday kind of memory you have?
I think that's the... Yeah, I don't remember.
Yeah.
My birthday special,
Yeah. It's a good one. Thank you so much for sharing that, sir. I appreciate you. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too. Thanks.
Thank you.
That's another thing that I noticed. I talked to my mom and dad about this, and like, hey, do you guys, do you like celebrating your birthday, all that? And they're both like, yeah, sure. We like our birthdays. And, you know, they had, you know, typical birthday parties growing up from their parents. Like, do you have any memories? And there isn't such a single memory for most people as there is just a good memory, a good, you know, feeling.
Yeah, a good feeling when you remember them. I think having pictures of those things does help, because the reason that I remember that, the soap drawing on my mirror so much is because I had a camera at that time, one of those, you know, like the long skinny ones.
Yes.
And I snapped a picture of it, and I remember the picture because all you can see is the flash and the heart.
Oh, that's awesome.
In the mirror.
So you bring up something there that I didn't even think about beforehand, but so many of the generation that is really going in on their birthdays, taking it extremely serious, they're saying Gen Zers, millennials, more likely to do this. Most of them grew up with us, you know, showing photos. And all those photos are good memories. Nobody takes photos of bad memories. And a lot of them had to do with birthdays and birthday celebrations. And I think that one of the things that these generations are getting so right, I feel like, are, okay, it's not so much about pomp and circumstance. Is it going to be a memory? Is it something that 20, 30 years from now I'm going to look back on and with a good memory, with a good light? We take a lot more photos, but we don't take photos like we used to. We don't do the photo album thing like we used to.
We have a ton of photos on our phone, but I mean, and then I suppose if you post them as social media, they're out there, but
different. But there's so many of them. Even somebody who's not even on social media that much or takes that many photos has plenty of photos. Whereas we're holding up, like, from our generations, 1-2 photos like these. Look at this one and look at how happy I was in this and that.
Yeah.
I could see where a lot of this kind of leads to, hey, I don't care what we do. I just want a good memory. I just want to have something that when I'm older, I'm going to look back on. And, I remember when my friends and I went, you know, water skiing or whatever.
We went bungee jumping on my 21st birthday.
I feel like they're getting this right. I feel like they're realizing this and getting this way before a lot of our generation did.
And having moments that you can cherish and appreciate for just being in the moment.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. We are looking forward to, we want to hear from you, your favorite birthday moments. Go ahead and share them with us, everybody. Even if they have, like, I thought his was great, our callers, if it has to do with somebody else.
For sure.
And stick around because we're going to kick off the 10 o'clock hour CBS News. We'll get an update from Melissa on news. And then we'll have Assistant GM of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters, Jake Adams, going to join us.
Hey.
Got a couple of great events to talk about going on over at Winterfield. And we want to hit on, and of course, wrapping up our Rafter season. We want to talk a little bit about that. All of those things coming up for you and plenty more in the 10 o'clock hour right here at...